By anyone's estimation, going to jail for a crime you didn't commit is a horrible scenario. Spending 40 years in jail because of it, well, that's a nightmare. It's also the story of Ricky Jackson, convicted of murder in 1975. Last year, he was exonerated when the only witness admitted his testimony had been false. Ricky Jackson is in Hawaii to speak to UH law students and others this week. He joins us now in our studio. Good morning, and thank you very much for being here.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Most people can't begin to conceive of what it feels like to know that you didn't commit a crime, you've just been convicted for it, let alone being tossed into jail for 40 years. As you come out and you've been spending this last almost year in this part of real life, the real life that the rest of us understand, how did you make that transition without bitterness? Because I look at you and talk to you and you just seem to not have any of that about you.
Well, it was a process getting to this point, but I think I attribute it to the fact that I had been given such a great opportunity at a second life, and I was just determined that whatever bitterness or resentfulness or hatred that I might have felt in the past about my situation at the time, I wanted to leave it in prison. And I wanted to come out here with whatever time I had left, and I just wanted to enjoy my life and be happy for a change.
There was one person's testimony who put you away.
Yes.
That person was only 13 years old.
At the time, yes, he was just a 13-year-old kid, yes.
How could it be that a 13-year-old's idea of what had happened or what hadn't happened became the defining line for putting you in prison?
Well, you would have to look to the authorities at the time, because it's almost inconceivable to believe that a young 13-year-old kid could dupe an entire police department and justice system of Cuyahoga County at the time. You know, and so I think it was a collaboration on both the part of justice and the police department, and they pretty much turned this young child into a professional witness.
They smelled a conviction and wanted to make sure
yes,
it would happen.
Yes.
As you spent 40 years in jail, how did you live your life?
Well, you go through a gamut of changes, and I guess the best survival mechanism in prison is to evolve and change and adapt and don't allow yourself to stagnate. You know, and so I tried to involve myself in a lot of positive things. I mean, it didn't start out like that, because I was filled with so much anger at the time and a lot of unanswered questions. You have to remember that we were originally sentenced to die. And so my family was gone, my future was gone. And so you first of all have to come to terms with this is your life and what are you going to do about it, you know? And so you just go through so much, and you have to be strong enough to stay centered if possible and not get too high and not allow yourself to get too low.
That journey has led you now into a speaking tour on behalf of the Innocence Project, and you're here in Hawaii to talk about just that. What's the message that you think the rest of us need to hear when most people are quite glad when they see someone who has been convicted put away?
Contrary to what we might see on TV or the media, this does happen more often than we like to think about. I'm living proof of that. Also, there were two other young men that whose lives were almost ruined as a result of what happened to us. We had 32 exonerations in my state alone last year. In the state of Ohio, 32 in one county. This does happen. And if it just happens to one person, we need to know about it. Somebody needs to know about it, because trust me, there's nothing like being accused of something you didn't do. It's worse than any guilty person could ever suffer through. It really is. I can't begin to describe the emotional turmoil that you go through knowing that you're innocent and nobody wants to listen.
32 people in one county in Ohio. That sounds like a lot, is it?
It is a
lot.
Compared to a national average? Compared to a national average, it is.
And what is that national average?
I'm not sure, but last year, 149 people were exonerated officially last year nationally.
Of which those 32 came from Ohio?
Yes. Yes.
I see where you're making your point.
Yes.
In Hawaii, we've had a couple of cases, some very notable cases, that relied on DNA evidence. That was not obviously the case in yours when finally someone came out and said, you know, long ago that wasn't true.
Correct.
In talking to the students that you'll talk to later today, what is it that you want them to know as future young lawyers as they approach this? Not only does it happen, but beyond the fact that situations like yours happen.
The level of dedication into which you approach your profession is very important, because the longer you be in the business, it happens, you get burned out or you get desensitized, but you have to always remember that these people's lives depend on you. It's because of people like they are or want to be that I'm here today, because people were dedicated and they cared about the injustices that they saw being perpetrated in their name as citizens.
And what did that going of far beyond the extra mile look like when it came to your case?
I mean, I can't, the students at the University in Cincinnati of Law, I just can't heap enough praise on these young students. They went far beyond the extra mile because they believed in me and they believed in what they were doing. And the passion and the dedication was just unparalleled in anything I've ever saw. And these were really young people, young, brilliant, bright, energetic people. And they are a big reason why I'm sitting here today.
But they did this as a collaborative.
Yes. I mean, these guys would come in on their free time and they would work on my case. And these guys were still in college. They were still had caseloads of work they had to do for themselves. But it was a process, but they stayed dedicated and they stayed the course. And finally, we got a break. But again, it goes back to the research and just the dedication that these students put into the case. And they didn't get a lot of credit for it because, the lawyers are naturally the face of the business, so to speak. But, I mean, hopefully the students that I'm speaking with today will find that same passion and energy to want to go out and change their world, change their surroundings.
Do you know of any cases that these students are actively working on now?
No, I must confess to being really naive about the legal system in Hawaii and how things are. You get a certain image about the place and it's really beautiful and I'm glad to be here, but you really never know that the other side, so to speak.
The underbelly.
Yes, exactly. And I mean, it's paradise without doubt, but sometimes things happen, unfortunate things, and people need to know that they have a voice and that there's somebody who's willing to listen.
As you continue to speak on behalf of the Innocence Project, how else do you want to live your life at this point?
I get so much enjoyment out of just being around people and seeing where I can fit in and help. Because I've been given so much, really, I have, not just materially, but I've been given my life, and that's everything to me, and I really appreciate it. And so I just want to try to do the same for others, people that need help and don't feel like no one's listening. There are people out here that will listen, and I want to be one of those people who listen.
To do that, are you planning to start your own foundation or your own outreach? I mean, now that you have not a lot, but a little bit of money that the state of Ohio granted you, that's something that a lot of people would think might sustain you for a while, but is there something else that you feel that
right
there's more to do?
I've never given it much thought. I really like traveling a lot, going different places and meeting new people and, you know, hearing their concerns and lending ideas and getting ideas. You know, I just like moving around and, you know, right. That's what I like doing right now. Just, you know, just getting out and going to people on their terms, meeting people on their terms.
Catching up a little bit.
Yeah.
Or catching up a lot.
A lot.
Ricky, thank you so much.
Thank
for
you
coming
so much
in.
For having me again. Thank you very much.
Ricky Jackson will speak to students at the UH Law School on behalf of the Hawaii Innocence Project later today. The Hawaii State Bar Association and the Innocence Project are having a fundraiser at the Pacific Club on Friday, where Ricky Jackson will also be speaking.